Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to your Midweek Miracle episode. This episode sort of piggybacks on the last one, the last conversation I had with Mari, which was about creativity and ideas, ancestors, family, legacies, all of that stuff. But mostly, I want to just highlight creativity and ideas and where they come from, because it has to do with my guest this week, Justin Shaw. This quotation is from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, who said, "When I am completely myself, entirely alone, or during the night when I cannot sleep, it is on such occasions that my ideas flow best and most abundantly. Whence and how these ideas come, I know not, nor can I force them." And that quotation is perfect for this episode and perfect for the tale that Justin tells. Now, Justin was always funny, and in fact, he went to LA to become a comedian. And you know what? Justin fell prey of the many pitfalls of being a comedian in LA, the late nights, the alcohol, and he talks about it with complete candor. I mean, he leaves nothing on the table, and it did make his life go sideways for quite a long time. Now, he's coming back and telling us the story of what happened one day when he was on a hike. And that hike changed his life. And this episode should remind all of us that inspiration, the muses, those great energies that weave this universe together, they might just appear when you least expect it. And then what are we supposed to do with these grand ideas? Well, you'll hear what Justin did, because the conversation begins now.
Every piece of information that ever was and ever will be is located in this field. And that is the number of minds in the universe is one. It is this field. It is the mind of God. It is everything. And so that is how things and thoughts get transmitted as well. I've kind of figured out that, that's how, you think of someone and a minute later they call on the phone or something, that's kind of entanglement. And this is what has put me on the path I'm on now. This was about 4 years ago. And, I was doing all these things at the time, but I wasn't actually meditating at the time, but I was taking up meditation. I was doing these work with the shaman. I was doing the belief systems. Just one day, and there was no drugs involved in this whatsoever. I was drug free for probably about a month at that time. I was kind of swinging back and forth. I'd go in benders and then go sober. And so that's kind of what I was jerking my body around. But I was sober for about a month at this time. And it was like a panic attack if you replace panic with love. So it really was something otherworldly. And in this was a 3-hour bliss attack. And during that time, I was being kind of told things, downloaded messages. And it made me realize that I was in airplane mode my whole life. A phone in airplane mode is not living up to its potential, right? So, I realized that everyone around me was in airplane mode too. No one really knew what was going on with and what this world really was and all the amazingness. It's like there's this field and this substance that surrounds us at all times. And it's like we're fish swimming in the ocean, but fish aren't aware of the water they're swimming in. Like if you explain water to a fish, it's not gonna have any idea what you're talking about. So it's like I woke up to that and realized that, and then once you see the water, you can't unsee the water. And then you want to tell all the other fish about the water. And then you go around trying to tell fish about water, and it's hard to do. It's like, it's a substance around it. It surrounds us. We live because we breathe. But it's everywhere. And it's like, another fish isn't going to have any idea what you're talking about. So, that's the kind of growth that it kind of sprung in that moment. And I've been kind of chasing. I've had several bliss attacks. And that's the thing with a bliss attack. You can't expect it to come. You can't make it come. It just comes on its own.
Well, I'd love for you to share a story, or more than one story, about you've shared about your bliss attacks. But I'd love for you to share with my audience a story where
in your life at some point, you feel like you witnessed something magical, miraculous, or even mysterious, something that changed your worldview again, like the bliss attacks.
Yeah. I mean, I've had many of these. I had a lot of growing to do in the 4 years before, you know, like that. It's really in the past 2 years that things have taken into overdrive. I had an instance that, you know, I've had, you know, I had a tough kind of childhood. It was more neglect than anything, just emotional neglect. My mother didn't understand the concept of love, so she didn't understand healthy, how that worked. But in my adulthood, I experienced a lot of, like, you know, just a lot of loss. And aside from my mother, there's my sister, and, you know, I had a childhood friend, and then I was in a relationship at the time that had to end, but we had an infant child, and she took that child and moved across the country, said she was going to stay in contact, and then just blacked out. So I haven't talked to seen my son in 2.5-3 years now. So it's, you know, that kind of loss, you know, will bring people to, you know, their knees. And, you know, so I moved to Sedona as kind of a trauma response. And, you know, right after that happened and dealing with a whole lot. And, you know, I kind of went to Bell Rock, and it's kind of one of these very famous, you know, vortex places, and put out there that it was like, I'm here. And, you know, the natives used to go to Sedona. They didn't really live up there as much as they'd go up there to heal. And then they'd kind of come back to where they were. So when I moved there, I was just like, I'm just going to move here and be here. But that's not how it turned out. And it turned out that I kind of did what the natives did. And I lived there for a year. But in that time period, I just had, you know, crazy things happen. And so when I was there the first day, I did this really intense meditation for like an hour on Bell Rock, and just like, show me what I'm supposed to do, because things are not going so well in my life right now. And I could really use some direction, right? Like, so, you know, I did that. And then a few months later, I was just, you know, walking in the wilderness, and, you know, I was kind of having this dialogue with my intuition and my higher self up there, which is kind of the player character, the player out there. It's like the simulation theory in the video game. It's like the one who's controlling you with the controls on the other side of the TV. That's your higher self. And so once you're in contact, and there's a lot in there to get in contact with that, with your higher self, once you're in contact with the person on the other side of the video game, you're in true control of your life. And so I was just talking, and I was kind of just like, well, you know, I'd be good at this. Like, I feel like I've come a long way in my healing, and, you know, I'm just having this conversation. I've come a long way. And, I just said, you know, out loud, like, it's like, you know, I'd be good at this. And in that moment, that's when the book came, and the idea for the you and the sorcery and the 13 rungs. I was in AA for a long time, and that's kind of what sparked, like, you know, a guiding system. People need, it can't just be a book. There has to be like a system that people can follow and to have their own kind of awakening. So, you know, 12 steps, it's like, well, you know, they're very rigid, you know, of course it's based in religion. Religion is very strict and rigid. So the 12 steps are very strict and rigid, and you know, you're powerless, and you go, you know, this, and you go that step. And, you know, so, okay, let's make something way more fluid that, you know, like, you can focus on one, go to the other, and, you know, move back and forth. So this is much more fluid. And, you know, moving forward steps, well, that's good. But moving up, well, that's better, because, you know, a bird has a better perspective on things than a worm. So rungs, so you're moving up and you're getting a better perspective on your life. So that's when everything kind of came to me all at once, in that moment after I asked. And I just simply had to ask and be ready. And it all came to me, and I was just like, I was having another bliss attack in that moment. And like, so I was having, this is probably my third or fourth one, and just having this all at once, and everything just kind of coming to me, and was like, this is what you're going to do. This is how you're going to do it. And that just all came to me. And that was the greatest hike of my life, let me tell you. So, you know, that's one of those things that I can definitely look back on, and just, you know, it gives me chills just thinking about it. But yeah, that would be one of those times.
Yeah, it's kind of maybe one of the last things you expect to happen while you're on a hike.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't expect that. That's the key. Can't expect anything. Can't expect anything. That's when it comes, when you're not expecting it. Yep.
do think that there is a new way of being coming into this world. I'm hoping at least more community, more collaboration, more understanding that source, inspiration, the great gods that rule this universe are far closer than we actually understand. And I do believe that they want to be in collaboration with us. They want each and every one of us to attain our goals, live our gifts, and bring more beauty into the world. And it's clear that Justin has done exactly that. I mean, he could have taken his inspiration, his idea, and run away and said, no, I'm not doing this. But instead, Justin stepped forward and he embraced the idea. And, you know, there we go, the 401k. He had enough time to sit back and bring it to life. If you want to read up a little bit more about Justin and what he's doing in the world, there will be a few links in the episode show notes so you can see what it is that Justin's into. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. I need to thank Justin for being on the podcast. All of you sending me your notes, your texts, telling me how much you love the podcast, they keep me going. So thank you so much. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Justin. Be open to the idea that you can be going about your life, whether you're shopping at the grocery store, helping a neighbor walk her dog, going to work, and that inspiration can strike at any time. You just have to be open to it. Anais Nin said, "My ideas usually come not at my desk writing, but in the midst of living." And so I think it behooves each of us to try to get into the flow, to get into the idea of co-creating with the universe, to get into the idea of capturing those ideas that are floating out in the ether. And, you know, I keep urging us to bring beauty into the world. I keep urging us to live into our gifts. And I think, you know, if you open yourself up to co-collaboration, if you open yourself up to co-creation, and you just think, all right, idea, I'm ready. Come sit on my heart, come lay on my shoulders. I just can't even imagine what's going to happen. It's going to be so, so beautiful. So be like Justin and open your heart and your mind and your soul to those incredible ideas that are just waiting for someone to collaborate with.